Treasure hunting for highlights. Get yourself into a comfortable position. Close your eyes, be very quiet, and just listen to my voice. Breathe in slowly. Breathe out slowly. Breathe in slowly. Breathe out slowly. Let yourself relax. Continue to breathe easily and slowly. I want to tell you a little story about filling a treasure box with happy things. These happy things are called highlights. I once knew a little girl who was not very happy at all. She hardly ever smiled, and she told me that most days were boring or sad or no fun. The other kids called her Gloom because she was quite gloomy. One day I asked her if she had ever gone treasure hunting for happy highlights. She said she didn't know what happy highlights were, but she once went on a treasure hunt for Easter eggs. I told her that treasure hunting for happy highlights was different from anything she had done before. To hunt for highlights, you have to look for all the good things that you do, or see, or hear, or feel, or taste, or smell in a day. She said that she wanted to play tomorrow. So when tomorrow came, she started out the day with her eyes and ears and heart wide open for good things. When she woke up in the morning, her mom came into the room and gave her a big hug. That was the first little treasure she put in her happy highlight treasure box. Before she left for school, she ate some pancakes with maple syrup, which were delicious. That was her second happy highlight. When she walked out the door of her house, she saw a beautiful bluebird. That was the third little treasure she put in her happy highlight treasure box. At school, she learned something new about whales. She got to do a painting, and the teacher asked her to help a new student. Those were happy highlights 4, 5, and 6. At recess, she played a skipping game with 2 other children in her class and laughed when they chased each other around a tree. Those were happy highlights 7 and 8. When she went back into her classroom, she listened closely to a fun story.
Once upon a time,
she finished some work that she started earlier, and she helped to decorate the wall with paper leaves that were yellow, red, and orange. Highlights 9, 10, and 11. When she left school, she walked together with a friend. Then they both waved goodbye. Highlights 12 and 13. On her way home, she looked at some nice big trees and saw some leaves changing colors to red and orange. They looked really nice and they smelled good too. Highlights 14, 15, and 16. When she got home, she played outside, then played inside. And then she had a cold glass of milk and 2 cookies with her mom and brother. Happy highlights 17, 18, 19, and 20. And the day wasn't even over yet. At the end of the day before she went to bed, Gloom thought about all the happy highlights she found to put in her treasure box that day. Just thinking about all those good things and telling her family about some of them made her very happy and very proud. Gloom discovered that the more she looked for happy highlights, the more she found. And every time she found a highlight, she started to bloom like a beautiful flower when the sun shines on it. Every day she collected highlights, and every day she grew a little taller, a little stronger, and a lot happier. From the day that Gloom went on her first treasure hunt for happy highlights, she always found something happy in each day. She always found happy things because she always went on a highlight hunt, and she loved doing it. Nobody called her Gloom anymore. They all called her Bloom, because she was blooming like a beautiful flower when the sun shines on it. Bloom told me that highlight hunting is like going on a treasure hunt every day. The fun thing is that every day you can fill your treasure box with happy things, good thoughts, and nice feelings. All you have to do is look for the good things that happen each day. Bloom wanted me to tell you that happy highlights are little things that you can find each day. Little things that make you feel good and happy inside. Why don't you go on a happy highlight hunt today? And tomorrow, and the next day, see how many treasures you can find.